Well, to get us underway with a look back at the week on the markets, I'm joined by Milford Asset Management's Sam Prithui. Well, Sam, how has the market performed over the week?
The local market has performed reasonably well and continued its recent momentum. We've had three positive trading days at the start of the week and have seen a little bit of profit taking towards the end. The largest move down was in TradeMe after two brokers downgraded expectations on the looming competition from Amazon. But it does feel like the market is in a bit of a holding pattern ahead of the upcoming earnings season.
Now, reaction to this point involving North Korea has been rather muted, although we did see a bit of a sell-off on Thursday night, so a bit of a reality check for markets. But has it surprised you that they've largely taken things in their stride to this point?
Yes, I think just generally Donald Trump is sending a strong message to North Korea in language that they should understand. I think global markets will be, you know, more reactive to what goes on. It does create uncertainty for investors, and we have seen some risk taken off the table. But in New Zealand, I think the reaction there will be far more muted. We could see some profit taking in our high-risk stocks, but in general, our defensive nature of our market, the high dividend yields, will make it, you know, lower volatility, and local investors are typically holding reasonable levels of cash already. So any reaction, I suspect, will be less than what perhaps we see in global markets.
Does this also create a reason to sell, given that investors obviously have had some pretty good run-up in recent months and they're always looking for perhaps a chance to offload?
Yeah, certainly we could see some of that. But I think given the weight of cash on the sideline, there are plenty of people at the same time looking to put money to work in a more attractive return than what they are getting in the bank, given where interest rates are.
So any sell-off is likely to be identified as a buying opportunity?
We could well see that, Andrew.
All right, now, locally, earnings season underway. Companies largely living up to expectations so far?
It's still early days for reporting season. So far, the only large-cap name to report is Sky City, and it wasn't a great start there, but we really do get underway next week. Large-caps such as Contact, Spark and Fletcher Building all announcing their numbers. I think the expectations certainly are reasonable for earnings given the current strong economic environment we have in New Zealand, and with the market expecting sort of around 5% earnings growth across the board there.
Just in terms of that Sky City result, fair to say it was largely disappointing. What was your take on the numbers?
Yeah, it certainly was disappointing. I think expectations going into it weren't high by the market, but the company did manage to disappoint versus what the market was expecting. We did see some small growth in Auckland. However, it was really let down by the Adelaide and Darwin properties in Australia, where weak numbers were reported there. And then the high roller or VIP business did come off after a strong year prior. So that translated into a flat profit for the year, and the stock was down 4% on the day. I think the thing that really did disappoint was that the outlook for Sky City is weak over the years in the year coming, and they are looking to do more and more sort of outside their traditional gaming areas to drive footfall into the casinos, and this certainly does come at a cost.
Now, looking ahead to the week about to begin, Fletcher Building on Wednesday will obviously be closely scrutinised, and the electricity generators are also due to report. Any surprises looming there?
I think in Fletcher Building, the results, well, it will be interesting. The headline numbers are largely pre-released via that trading update they provided, read the construction business in July. But the market, I think, will be focused on the outlook statement from Fletcher Building and any comments around the new CEO or the process to appoint the new CEO. I expect the outlook statements really to be the focus for most of the results. With the electricity generators, they provide some pretty reasonably detailed operating statistics to the market throughout the year. So again, the numbers there should be reasonably well known, and the focus is on, for them, the outlook comments and what dividend is paid. In particular, I think Genesis and Mercury have had strong years, so the dividend there could be interesting.